Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Yeah, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, May 21st. This is a very important day. It's a national day. It's National Linda Bott's Birthday. It's Linda's birthday. She's in here with me today. Happy birthday.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday.
We've got a... Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for everybody else who's had birthdays in May.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And many more.
Got up super early this morning, 4:30. Got you up to walk with me with the dog. It's beautiful right when the sun's coming over. We live in such a beautiful place. Yesterday, before we go to the weather real fast, let me do this,
and you can, and it's up for you. 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay.
All right, so yesterday we took Odina into Crossroads. And many of you have asked, how's your horse? Okay, so we've gone through the laminitis. We're at the very, very end. They haven't dropped her, shoeing completely down to where it's flat. But probably it's just we've come to the realization, just like a human being, if you have one foot that's bigger than the other or smaller than whatever, you accommodate. So we have her in rockers, probably going to always have her in rockers just because we plan on riding her. Hello. And that seems to be what works for her. So you feel like, wow, we are in the best hands.
It's time to get back into heavy work.
With the most wonderful doctor vet who can really, just like we've got Dr. Kahn and some of these people in the North State. So my heart is full of gratitude, the fact that we live in this beautiful place. But I'm bringing this up is because we were standing there and I realized to the left or straight in front of us was a peak of Mount Shasta covered with snow, and to the right was Mount Lassen with the peak covered with snow. And I was like, wow, I just noticed it for the first time, and I said, we live in such a beautiful place, so awesome, the things that we have, and the people in our community, and I haven't been here since rodeo week. It really is an exhausting time, but it really is a great time for the community to come together and we, see, all the love and, the support and the sponsorships and all the things that happened.
Yeah, and all the pictures having people having great times out there.
And I do want to shout out to, Sheila and Jen and, their names are right now, but all the gals that were on the committee for Chicks and Chaps, which was the biggest and best ever under a tent this year. It was spectacular, and they raised a lot of money. But
close to $30,000.
People, the women that came really, really, really had, first-timers, had a really good time and felt, Dr. Lauren Strickland was a guest speaker, and Maria Orozco, who will be with us later today, was also a speaker. So, my heart is full in being alive and well in this community. And so I just want to thank that. Okay, now let's go to the weather. Did you like my segue?
I'd like to kind of lead into the weather. Something that, your birthday only comes once a year.
Yeah, but you know what?
You are 35.
Twice. Almost.
No, you're not even close to 35 twice.
Well, we do have a high of 87. That's the figure. Sunny and mostly clear tonight with a low of 58. That's how old you were when we met. Mostly clear with overnight lows of 58. Wednesday, 84. Sunny and mostly clear skies on Wednesday night with 55. Thursday calls for 84. Friday, 85. And as we progress for the weekend, beautiful once again with 78. oh my gosh, it's outside weather. That's clean your, you know, bed. Clean the beds out of the, you know, the weeds out of the bed. Sunday will be 83, but we just got beautiful, beautiful. Okay, now Thursday looks like we may have gusts up to 22 miles per hour. Just windy day, but other than that, beautiful, clear days ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by the Kinney family. Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Do you hear the dog chewing on the bone?
Yeah.
That's a nylon bone. We had a rubber one in here.
Chuck and Judy Kinney right now are in Nevada for the Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association. They're having a big reunion this weekend, or this week. I did see a photo of them and Judy and some people up there. My cousin, Jimmy.
Oh.
Rocket used to go to those until he passed.
But, yes, and we went to his, the one and only time for me, at Arlington. We flew out there. What a beautiful, with the case on.
Yeah. Yeah. It was in the band.
Walking behind the case on and the drums.
Yep.
Oh, man. That was really something else.
And if you looked around, you saw there was like 3 or 4 funerals going on at the same time out there. But, I mean, they're spaced out.
Right.
But it had a band. It had caissons. It had honor guard, the fire in the volley, the chaplain was there, the whole thing. Yes. Anyway.
Can I tell you what else I'm grateful for?
Okay.
Sue McClain. Jim Bremer. Pat Karch, our producers, Christina, and
Ben,
our new guy at the helm,
David.
Dan and Ben, and our Lisa. I don't get to see Lisa that often. She comes in the afternoon, and I rarely get to see her. But I'm just really grateful, and for you, and I'm grateful for the fact that our sponsors. You know, this is how I woke up this morning. What am I grateful for? That we've been able to be on the air through COVID, through you name it. We've been able to stay on the air. It's been hard, folks. But we persevered. Our staff has persevered. And we've been on the
air
going on almost 16 years.
No, we're starting our 15th.
All right. Well, okay.
We're starting our 15th.
On the air, but really just the whole process of being radio and going through
the year before that.
FCC and all the things that we had to go through and Five Star Bank that they did our loan and all the process of it was, you know, we knew that going in, it was going to be a lifestyle and that we were going to, I guess it would be like joining the service.
Well, in reality, I had no idea. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, it was one thing, you know, being in the military and have, you know, my business before that, when I was working as a contractor, was essentially hiring me out and a couple of my friends to do work. And then my experience in radio was like 6 months, you know, being on the air. And then for some reason we thought we could do this. And what a leap of faith that was. And then, Eric Wittstrom. Who gave us the money to do this? And then as we expanded, it was the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation there, and which helped us. And we've paid off all the loans and everything. So, you know,
we had COVID relief because this is not an attaboy, but we believe in our community so strongly that. Even though businesses weren't open, we still ran commercials because we wanted to keep the names out there because we had to have the faith that when it was all over or when it was ever going to close down or whatever was going to happen, people needed to get back to normality. Yeah. So restaurants and
it was a real struggle for a lot of people.
We did
run a lot of free.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't make it. But, you know, because we are a mom and pop shop, we can keep it. There's something that's a God thing with that. The gratification of that we can make those decisions. If we decide to, run 20 of these or 2 of that or whatever it is, we are in the position at this point that we can still do that. And I think there's some very much gratification in that. And so I know I've said that twice, but I'm grateful for that position. We've worked hard for it, but I'm grateful for it.
Well, we could do this is if we're going to be on the air anyway, and we have to pay for that. And if we can give some help to businesses like that, we do that. And is that good business for us? No. But but we're going to be on the air anyway, so let's help out our friends,
right?
And because they've been loyal to us, we can be loyal to that.
It's like watering the lawn of your community.
Anyway, okay, enough of that. I think it's needless to say we love this community. So, and today we're going to have with us Rennie Rancheria and Glenn Hayward, who's going to be talking about the medical side of it, Maria Roscoe. But right now we have to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It's got 4 branches. It's been in the business 17 years. It's kind of like if we belong to Cornerstone Bank. And for me, it's kind of like the Cheers of banks. I walk in. They know my name. Probably as I'm frantically in there trying to cover a check. But they've won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. 4 branches. Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Redding in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Redding for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Reach us at 530-605-4567. And, okay.
Hey, Cole 45 starts Friday.
Starts Friday, and I'm giving away a family pack.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. I'm giving 4 tickets away to Cole 45s. It's the game starts at right around 7 o'clock when it's cooled off a lot. Great seats. No bad seats there. Great food. Friday night is Veterans Appreciation Night.
Wonderful.
So that's opening day. So I've got 4 tickets to the first person to call 605-4567. Okay.
How wonderful. I mean, you know, that's still
for me,
a feeling of, it's so, everything's close in. It's fun to people watch.
Oh, it's great.
Things don't get out of hand.
No.
I guess evidently they've got, 38 people? Did I hear that number?
What?
For the baseball?
28. They have 28 players, and I think they're still looking for a couple homes. So give Bassetti a call. Just go to the Colt 45's website. But it's really cool because they'll say they actually do work around your house. You don't really have to interact with them too much. Here's the thing. You have to feed them, but I think Colt 45's reimburses you for some of it. So I think we just got a winner here. Good. Because I'll be there for sure because Linda's got a gig that she's working that night.
I'm going to try to pop by because it's important.
Try and get by. Okay, all games start at 7:15. On Sundays at 6 p.m. They start, and the schedule is on the ReadingColt45.com. Great, great. Hey, Reading's getting ready to is trying to get together $2 million to give to United Airlines. And you're saying, why would they do that?
Because well, of course. We know why.
We want direct flights to Denver. So the city, and we've talked about this for years, it's never given up. They're going to ask Shasta County for $100,000. And then that leaves us short $1 million, 700-something thousand from a grant, some from Reading, some from Shasta County. That leaves about $1 million in grants we're going to have to get from local businesses. Now, that worked before when we were getting direct flights to L.A. But imagine this. What a game changer this is, my friends. You can go direct from here to Denver and from Denver anywhere in the world. Of course, you can go from here to San Francisco and go anywhere in the world, too. However, going east like that, for us, Hunt, because we go down to Albuquerque.
Yes.
That's just a hop and a, you know, so this. So United has never said no. They just it's been slow because of trying to get spots where they land, which is the big thing, is you know places where they land and they can come in, and the in building this, it's not going to if they agree to it, it's not going to start to 2025. However, feedback's been encouraging, so we'll see what happens. And what's that $2 million for? That means if it's slow, if they're not making their, the money they need, they pull from that $2 million. Sometimes, most of the time, hopefully it'll be over. They never have to touch it. So, okay. Now.
How do we make that happen?
Well, it's up to the city. And I don't know who's in charge of the airport right now. Steve Beatty has, he's assistant city manager. I kind of feel like he's in charge of it right now since Jim left. But this is big news. This is big news for us. Something that this is going to scare you. You ready? Elvis Presley's Graceland. Maybe sold to the highest bidder.
No.
Oh, and it is.
No.
It is. Okay. According to WREG, citing a legal notice, Presley's historic home will be sold off at a foreclosure sale. I don't understand that at all. On Thursday, per the outlet, Presley's granddaughter, Danielle Riley Keough, is planning on fighting the sale with a lawsuit calling the claims fraudulent. She's saying her mom's signature was forged. The notary said that I never did that. And she's saying this is just a scam. It appears that, Lisa Marie Presley, who was the
daughter, one and only,
allegedly signed a deed of trust securing a $3.8 million loan with Nasani Investments in Private Lending, a Missouri-based company. The company claims Priscilla allegedly used Graceland as collateral. In a 60-page lawsuit against them, which was filed, Keough claims her mother never borrowed money from the company per the lawsuit, stating the documents are fraudulent. Priscilla Presley, the mother of Lisa Marie and Elvis's ex-wife, wrote on her account, "It's a scam." So, here we go. I would hate to think. I mean, the Presleys have, I mean, his estate every year is worth tens of millions of dollars.
To Memphis.
And then Memphis here going, I mean.
And they have Elvis Week, and I was there in 95. And hundreds of thousands of people converge from all over the world.
Let's make sure our bump music going out is Elvis. Okay.
For a whole week, probably longer now, and it's called Elvis Week, and it happens, I think, in August. Because I was just moving back to Nashville, and I was driving my truck, and that was my last stop. I didn't have a reservation. I wasn't even aware of that. And so the person I was with, we had the great opportunity of getting tickets to go to the first people through. And they talk about it's a spiritual experience. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, his spirit is alive and well in Graceland. If you've not been, it was fantastic. And I didn't realize, I mean, now years later, that he truly was the king of rock and roll. When you look at down in the downstairs area, of all the accolades and trophies and plaques here in every kind of language throughout the world, you know, and memorabilia is fantastic.
Okay. My father, who's not a rock and roll guy, you know, I mean, he came up in the 20s, 30s, 40s, all that. He once turned to me and he said, you know, Elvis Presley has just a fantastic voice. And I looked at him. I mean, that was when he was singing, you know, when he wasn't doing the shaking on the stage, but just singing. Anyway, Elvis Presley bought Graceland in 1957 for how much money, do you think?
Probably $100,000.
$102,000.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
For his mama.
Hey, we got, that's right. Gracie, right. Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got the Strawberry Festival. And let me tell you, they're out there making strawberry shortcake. And what that does is it increases our...
It's like, don't say anything.
Okay,
all it does is compress our.
It's going to make us feel good.
It increases our appreciation
and our happiness.
As we began with the beginning of this program with once again a beautiful event that's happening in Happy Valley in Shasta County. And we are going to talk about that when we get back, how you can go and what's happening.
Okay. I have a live rule. I have a live read for the Rain Rodeo. I probably don't have to do that anymore. How about if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bike, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Strawberry Festival.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dasa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to destroy.
Oh, you know, everybody's going to be playing this song today. You know why? Because it is...
It's National Strawberry...
Yes!
It's National Strawberry and Cream Day today.
Right, and we're just having a bite right now. I swear, if we weren't... If my mouth wasn't moving, I'd be eating. Because I had a couple bites and it's fantastic. But with us this morning is Steve Westerby. And he's here to tell us all about the Strawberry Festival that's happening this weekend. Hi, Steve.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Let's get that up there.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, get in there like you're having an x-ray.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a sweet,
right.
Right.
Well, it's a beautiful day outside, and it's a nice day to be here.
Right. And this weekend, we're going to have wonderful weather.
That's what we've been noticing.
Right. Saturday is going to be about 78, which is great if you're outside. Sunday, 83.
Well, we watch the wind, too, because I think it's supposed to be about 9 miles, and because we have tents. And
that's right. For the vendors.
They have sailed before.
Tell us all about the Strawberry Festival, and how long has it been going on, and what's it about?
83 years. Started in a little community center up in Happy Valley for families. They'd actually grew the strawberries, and on the first harvest, they'd have a little gathering there at the community center. I think 83 years ago, they had it in somebody's home before they had the community center. And then it just grew. It became a community event. It outgrew the community center area, and we moved it to the elementary school in Happy Valley there on Palm. And then we outgrew that, and we're now at West Valley High School, which is the high school our students, our kids in our community go to typically. So it's home on Happy Valley Road. So just provides a nice, grassy, a lot of parking area, which, by the way, the parking is free, and so is the admission is free. So it's a great family day. Lots of things to do.
So you have over 100 arts and crafts vendors.
Yes, we do. And there's a lot.
Do they come to you? How does that work?
Well, we have the list, the typical list of vendors that will return. So we have a lot, over half of return vendors. But, you know, they talk to each other and they realize there's approximately 4,000 people per day that go to that event. We have a motorcycle show on Saturday and a car show on Sunday. We have two stages with live bands, community bands, you know, rock and roll typically, and just a lot of things to do. Frank Muse, his trucking company, they bring the safari trailer for kids to look at that have all the real nice mounts.
Safari Club International trailer.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And
yeah, a group that we are very familiar with.
I think it's Saturday we have the canine group from Shasta County coming out to do a demonstration. So it's just there's a lot of things going on, plus 12 or so food type trucks, whether it be popcorn or tacos or Dill's Deli will be out there with their trailer, and Charlu's will be out there.
I tell you what, those are two just quality food trucks out there. Kettle corn, cookies,
jerky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a local company.
Yes.
Jerky.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mike Dill and Charlu, both of those guys live in Happy Valley, so, you know, I am fortunate enough to know them just because, you know, they're in the neighborhood, but then they get a, you know, participate in a community fundraiser, so.
Which raises a lot of money for a lot of things
in Happy Valley that people wouldn't necessarily know.
Let's talk about that. This is besides just being a wonderful festival and everybody enjoys themselves, the money goes for things that are happening right out where you're at.
Correct. The schools in particular, for instance, High School Yearbook helps us run the booth and dish the strawberries. So they're there supporting us, and we are able to help out. We're replacing headstones at the Happy Valley Cemetery with the cemetery board there. We have the fire department, the Little League. They're coming to help us serve.
Okay, I got to roll back on this one.
Yeah.
Replacing headstones.
Well,
is that from like really old ones?
Like
you can't read
late 1800s.
Hard to read,
yeah,
and then you just kind of replace
them, or maybe there's been the case where there never was one. So it's just there's a small little group of folks that do that job or duty, and they do a great job out there with it. So,
okay, now I will tell everybody, if you linger and you want to get there late, it could be is that.
Well, on Sunday, yes.
Yeah, on Sundays.
Last year we ran out of strawberries. We purchase more. We go through on a 3 gallon tub of ice cream. We have 130 of those ordered for the ice cream side, and 130 some odd in strawberries, because we do get some extras for the pancake breakfast. They have the 4-H Happy Valley 4-H group has a pancake breakfast 7 o'clock to 9 on Saturday and Sunday, and double check the the time for Sunday morning. But
It says Sunday at 8 a.m.
Yeah, it starts a little later on Sunday.
4-H Saturday pancake breakfast is going to be at 7 a.m.
Both days.
8 o'clock until gone, and I imagine it's pancakes and sausage or...
Yeah, pancakes, strawberries, sausage.
Probably some kind of drink.
Yeah, a little orange juice.
Oh, well, you know, at that point, you're not there for the, you're just there for the entire event. It's nice to have a little breakfast before you start.
We start early, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you could get it all because they have, like I said, pizza.
What a great family event. It's free parking.
Right.
Free admission. Yeah. You can bring your kids in the stroller or walk around and hear music, see beautiful things. And how much does it cost to?
No, it's everything's free to get in.
But not your. But I'm talking about to.
The humongous serving of strawberries.
Yes.
People are overwhelmed by it when they see it. It's $10 for a big
grouping.
And some people share it.
Oh yeah. We're sharing it now.
This is a 2-person one, or one person could do it. Or you could put 4 kids into it.
Yeah, you could.
Definitely.
You could.
And we have napkins for those occasions. There are some kids games. We have some pony rides and such. And
pony rides.
If you need to have close access, you can drop people off that aren't as able to walk or get around close to the front gate. So we do have some handicap parking there, and we expand the parking at West Valley. Not only do we park by design, but we go to the would be the south side of the high school in the field. We've mown the field, and we have places for 200 to 300 more cars out there.
So
and
nobody's going to have a problem parking.
No.
Nobody's going to have a problem getting in.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, how did you become involved? I know you're a Happy Valley resident, but how did you get involved with the festival? We know how much work is involved every year to continue on. What's your story?
In 1984, they hired me to teach junior high science, and I did that until 2018 and had in my classroom 3,000 students. I counted and know most of them. So, you know, my wife and I both worked there. My children have worked there, and we just fell in love with the community and have been there, and always community-minded, helping out, willingness, because all the people on the committee that we have, you know, 10 people on our foundation, I either had them as students or had their children as students. So it's just a real cool group of people.
Did you say your kids work there?
Yeah.
At the school?
Yeah.
Did they teach you?
Teach. Yeah, so they went there to school, yes.
They went there to school. Their dad taught them. Then they went off to college. Then they came back.
Love that.
They must really like it there. It must be a cool place.
The people, it's kind of one of those things, if you know, you know. It's
right.
A great little community. And
Happy Valley.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, humongous strawberry shortcakes with vanilla ice cream, just $10, free parking, free admission. There's also a 4-H pancake breakfast, which I love. I was in 4-H. I love the whole thing. Saturday at 7 a.m. until gone, and then also Sunday from 8 a.m. until gone.
Yes, car shows, free admission, and
okay.
Bands,
now,
and music.
We are going to give away $10 certificates.
Oh, that's for the
this
strawberry.
Is for the strawberry.
The strawberry, humongous.
Think we should give away like a 2-pack or just singles.
Well, it's for this weekend. Today's Tuesday.
We can give
Let's
away.
Do one, and then we can give one every
if
day.
If you want to go, you're going to, you know, to the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival, and you want a free strawberry shortcake, I've got a $10 gift certificate here. So you can go there, have a great time, and then present your certificate and get a free strawberry shortcake. And let me tell you, this thing's huge. We are in here eating it Have y'all finished it in the production room? No, they're still eating it. And, plus, we have one left over.
If we have a caller, let's do the first caller, and then the second caller, backup caller, is going to get one, too.
605-4567, and give us a call. And we're going to have two people who are going to get strawberry festival gift cards that's going to pay for your strawberry shortcake.
Mm,
and
yummy.
Why go to the strawberry festival?
It is so good.
Yes. Okay. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Steve. And thanks for everything y'all do out there. This is just a wonderful event. And how many people does it take to put it on?
All through the day to serve up, we have about 10 to 15 people in the booth. And that's elbows. All that time.
I know what you were going to say.
Yeah. Oh, you cleaned that one up. Elbows and ankles.
Yes. Anyway, and there are groups, Little League, Happy Valley, Happy Valley, West Valley helps us out. Cal Fire, new station there on Canyon.
Yeah.
Helps us out. And, it's just a
lots of volunteers there.
Exactly. In fact, even, Palisadro, they called me from Palisadro, the folks in the park said, hey, we'd like to come and help. So it's just kind of a nice that they did. So,
okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Over 100 arts and crafts vendors, 13 food vendors, antique trucks and tractors and engines, Saturday motorcycle show, Sunday classic car, trucks and hot rods, breakfast. It's got it all out at West Valley High School.
Mm-hmm. You all got right. it. Thank all you right. very much.
We'll take a quick break and we'll eat some more strawberry shortcake.
I fell in love and I needed a roadmap to find out where you live so excited about. Keep walking, cause I'm
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail-in advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Life would be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaut. It's May the 21st, Lindebaut's birthday. Good morning and happy birthday, hon.
Oh, thank you.
And now we're celebrating it by eating strawberry shortcake.
Oh, this is how we started this morning, the strawberry festival. That's great.
Are you guys still eating
can
in there?
Can you believe 80-some years?
83 years. 83 years they've been doing this.
Man. So one time, we didn't get to ask this, but I believe that we produced so many strawberries. There was like I should have asked the history. We produced, there were acres and acres and acres of strawberry production that happened out of Redding in the Shasta County at one point. You looking it up?
No, I'm just, they were huge.
The Glowing Wild Lantern Festival, I wanted to say.
Okay, need to talk about that.
Well, we have tickets for that, and we are going to attend, because it's, and here's the exciting things, because, we've been so involved with rodeo elsewhere, but it's expanded to June 2nd. So 26th is going to be the last day. So I'm glad they've added it on because it's in place. Why not?
But they had to shut down during the rodeo because there just wasn't enough room for everybody for those four nights, during the rodeo. And because of parking. So they had shut down. Now they're expanding those
good.
Back out.
That's
good.
Great. Good. That is wonderful. So, hey, in fact, I'm just going online right now. Tickets are open to till June 2nd. And what a fabulous night. Those who've gone, we love Garden of Lights. And here we go. It's the first time at Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. 10 acres of illuminated wildlife. And of course it's Year of the Dragon. And in the Zodiac, that's a really good luck. So, that's this year and we're going to give tickets away. So be listening in, as we give tickets. If you've been thinking, how it is, we've just spread with so many events. Aren't we just blessed we have so many events?
Well, yes, we are. There's so many things going on, so much in the theater.
We have tickets for that to give away, too, for one of the theater productions.
I think I've given them all away.
Oh, really? With a big, thick envelope.
Yeah. No. That's the new one.
Oh, okay.
That's the new one. It's sitting on your desk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Taste of Reading, my love, which is quickly coming up.
June 9th, I
June
believe.
9th. And we have a bunch of tickets.
Hey, why don't I just go in there right now?
Why don't you just do that?
And stretch, and I'll go get them.
Hey, Ben, did we get winners for the Strawberry Festival? Ben. Hello. Did we get winners for the Strawberry Festival?
We still have one more to give away, and we have one winner.
Okay, if you want a ticket for a free strawberry shortcake for the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival, which is going to be a great event this weekend, just give us a call, 605-4567. And you can get a ticket for a free $8 or a $10 strawberry shortcake. And let me tell you, it's sitting here. We've Linda and I have been attacking it, and it's still half of it's left.
Do you know what I love about being in the media and doing these morning shows and, or any shows is that we have the opportunity to share with our listeners free tickets, and we get them to concerts, we get them to you know, all kinds of events across town. A call is coming in. What did you just give away?
We gave away one ticket for the Strawberry Shortcake, not the second, so I just said come and call us now.
Oh, okay.
You know, part of the deal when we do this is, you know, we get tickets for these events, and that's part of the cost
advertising package.
So right. We take, you know, it'd be like less money because we get tickets, which we can give away to everybody.
We'd love to do that.
We're happy to do that.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, okay, just like we said before I went into the other room, Taste of Reading. It's one of the best events of the year where, you know, you get the little wristband and you go from place to place to place and you get some of the finest little snippets, if you will, or tastes of food. That is happening on June 9th. These are $50 tickets, folks. I'm going to give two away right now to the first caller at 530-605-4567. So June 9th, we'll be there for sure. Taste of Reading. Give us
and
a call.
Great food, and you get to taste beer and wines. It's all for that one price.
And yeah. Well, not just that, food, little food. Oh. Remember we walked around that little plate that had the whole, cornhole. Not easy cornhole, like long away cornhole.
You mean like regularly measured?
Too long
out.
For me. I win when it's closer.
Anyway.
Oh, see that? Okay, we're going to be giving tickets away every day. We do have a nice stack here.
Yep.
And I'm going to keep two for ourselves if you don't mind.
I'll try not to.
I don't think I'm a cheat if I do that.
No, you're not. All right. You're not. Because we'll just wander in, and I mean, it's every vendor there. It's great food, and like I said, the beer, wine, all types of things there. So, anyway, we'll be giving those away over the next, I don't know, I guess 10 days for it. All right. So what's going on with the Trump trial? Michael Cohen was in there, and they got him to admit that he stole money. Stole money from his clients on the stand under oath, and I mean, this guy. I mean,
I don't know. I'm tired.
You know what? Well, everybody's tired. Here's the thing: every poll I see says, "Hey, this is lawfare." They're going after Trump on things they would never go after other people for. The whole idea is they keep throwing things at Donald Trump, and whether you like him or not, if they were doing it to Joe Biden, you know what? I'd be saying the same thing. Come on. I mean, if where's the fairness in it? When the feds, and the feds have already gone after him, after Trump, said, we're not going to do this. This is not a felony. This is at the most is a misdemeanor. And yet they're spending millions of dollars in this trial. They're trying to keep him off the campaign trail. And this is the Biden strategy. Let's just keep Trump in court till the election. It's not working too well. Biden's numbers keep falling, and Trump seems to be maintaining where he's at, no matter what stupid things he
does. I don't know. The whole thing just exhausts me. What can I say? You know, I wake up every day and choose to be happy, and I like, do I want to look at the news today? Do I want to, you know? Sometimes I'd rather just think of the actors in their roles and say, you were wonderful at that. I really don't want to know your opinion.
I don't want to hear you talk.
How afterwards. Much has been twisted? Okay, does that mean we got to go, or do we have a caller with a flashing light? Ben.
We gotta go.
Okay, we've got like 1 minute left. Okay, I saw a video. This is to make you feel a lot better that we don't live in Florida. Ready? An alligator climbed looked like it was 3.5, 4 foot fence. wrought iron fence, climbed it, got into the backyard of a house. Now, you've got a four foot wrought iron fence, you know, keep your puppy in, and an alligator out of the canal comes out, comes over, and climbs over the fence, and then climbs back out. But can you imagine? Okay, Buford, go outside. And then you hear this horrendous fight going on, and there's Buford rolling around with this alligator, which was a good-sized alligator. Good reason. Another good reason not to live in Florida. Okay, hey, when we come back, we'll be with Redding Rancheria. And Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe, we're going to be talking about the medical side of the Redding Rancheria and the people they help. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's lawyers have rested their case without Mr. Trump taking the witness stand at his New York criminal trial. The jury has been sent home for a week. Closing arguments could come a week from today on the 28th. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu pushing back against suggestions that he and other Israeli officials are guilty of war crimes. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor seeking arrest warrants for Netanyahu and others. Prime Minister condemns it as disgraceful and anti-Semitic.
The outrageous decision by the ICC prosecutor, Karim Khan, to seek arrest warrants against the democratically elected leaders of Israel is a moral outrage of historic proportions. It will cast an everlasting mark of shame on the international court.
Arrest warrants are also being sought for several high-ranking Hamas officials. They condemn it as well. Denver launching a new program of aid for illegal aliens.
An ambitious program offers migrants as much as a six-month apartment stay, food, utility assistance, a free computer, a prepaid cell phone, and Metro bus passes. The program is an about-face from strategies Denver has used as cities across the U.S. scramble to support thousands of migrants as they slash budgets. The goal? To help new arrivals who have to wait 6 months for a work permit after applying for asylum under federal law, and it prepares them for their new life. I'm Donna Warner.
Parts of the country's midsection could see more violent storms today. Portions of Iowa, Missouri, and Wisconsin in the bullseye, and that includes Chicago and Milwaukee later on. In Houston, utility crews still working to restore power to more than 100,000 electric customers who have been without since last week's powerful storms. On Wall Street, the Dow up 35 points, the Nasdaq ahead 5, and the S&P trading 5 points higher as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
They have been handed their sheepskin and $1,000 to boot.
Billionaire philanthropist Rob Hale surprised the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth graduating class of more than 1,000 students by pointing to a nearby truck holding envelopes stuffed with cash. Hale told the students each would get $1,000, but there was a condition. They were to keep $500 and give the rest away. He said the greatest joy he and his wife Karen had experienced in their lives had come from the act of giving. It's the fourth year in a row that he has given a similar gift to a group of graduating students. Last year, it was to students at UMass Boston, and before that, it was to students at Roxbury Community College and Quincy College. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Nigeria's army says it's rescued hundreds of hostages, mostly women and children, who had been held captive for months or years by Boko Haram terrorists in the country's northeast. News and analysis at townhall.com. The field for the NCAA basketball tournament is taking shape this week.
Conference tournaments will determine most of the 30 automatic qualifiers. Also at stake are 34 at-large bids. The 16 regional hosts will be announced Sunday, the rest of the 64-team field on Monday. The College World Series is June 14th through the 23rd or 24th in Omaha. Top seed in the Power 5 are North Carolina in the ACC, Illinois in the Big 10, Oklahoma in the Big 12, Arizona in the Pac-12, and Tennessee in the SEC. Ron DeRockster reporting.
If all goes according to plan, this weekend cruise ships will begin operating out of the port of Baltimore again. This comes after the massive cargo ship, the Dolly, was moved out of the way yesterday, and as debris removal goes on. In the aftermath of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, that span came crashing down in March after it was hit by the cargo ship. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and you can reach us at 530-605-4567. Today, May 21st. 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And today is the birthday of Linda Bott, my love, my wife, my best friend.
Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Mommy, for having me.
She doesn't call me Mommy. She's talking to her Mommy. Okay. She doesn't call me
I haven't called
mommy.
Her yet, so after the show, I'll call her. Thank you, Mommy.
What about Daddy? I mean, he was there.
Yeah, but I don't know. He had to push like she did, but you know.
Well,
no, but my mom and dad, and dad actually generally both, they both raised me in the sense that my dad did a lot of the work too. So I'm grateful that I had like a dad figure and a mom figure.
Of course. Okay.
Good folks. Okay, let's go to the weather. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. Today will be 87, sunny with mostly clear skies. Overnight lows at 58. Tomorrow calls for 84. Thursday progressing at, kind of go down to temperature 84 and Friday 85. And this weekend, okay, Strawberry Festival, all the other things you're doing. Maybe you're going out to the game on Saturday. It looks like we have around 78. Overnight lows at 55. So, oh my God, what a great weekend. Sunday looks like it's a sunny with a high near 83, overnight lows at 57. And Memorial Day, yes, it's that 3-day weekend. Banks are closed and stuff like that. Many of you are going out on your boat or whatever you're doing, about 87 on Monday. So we got a fabulous forecast ahead of us. And the weather is brought to you by our weather sponsor out in Anderson, that is Shasta Gas Propane, where it's locally owned, veteran owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts,
365-3793.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, okay, guess who? We are so blessed to have this morning guest. Oh, my gosh. We have, like, the cowboy, the ultimate cowboy. Actually, you should win an award for the ultimate cowboy that you could hold on to the stagecoach and the what we all saw it. And with us is Chairman Jack Potter. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
So I hear there is a very special person that's having a birthday today, so I wanted to sing happy birthday.
Please? Oh. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda. Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
this wonderful vibrato. You're so good.
Thank you.
I thought maybe your voice might have gotten a little bit higher after last Wednesday.
Yeah, I got a new octave after that whole
thing. Okay, so when you went home, could you even sleep when you got home on Wednesday night?
I had so much adrenaline. I was just going. I was like, oh my God. I think I had a few looking like some of the people looking like zombies going around the streets of Reading. I had so much adrenaline.
Jack, on Friday night, I had the opportunity, we were all, you know, after the rodeo, the Quanta teams came down and sat at the table I was at. And they had nothing but accolades for you, my friend.
And how you handled that,
how
like
you
a
handled
true warrior.
I mean, they just couldn't believe how well you handled it, your attitude afterwards, and you know, I guess they reached out to you and you said, yeah, I'll get on it tomorrow night, you know.
Yeah, I'll
so,
do it again.
Yeah.
When I got up there, I knew I was in the hands of professionals, and even if it went awry like it did, it was perfect. The driver, the person, Cody, he did a great job handling that team of six, and I know I was like, holy shit, but
well, you know what?
I'll do it again.
You know what? Here's the interesting thing, Jack, is that we had JJ on the clown the next day, and he said that he gave us the whole how the coach was made. And the other thing is that he said the guy driving the carriage was Amish. And so he grew up, can you imagine being Amish, grew up doing this kind of thing.
Driver,
it was like in fact,
we're gonna get the driver later on this week. He was really an interesting guy to talk to. And,
cool.
And, every one of them, Jack, and every one of them had nothing but great things to say about Jack Potter and the way you handled it. And, you know, and just telling everybody, you were cracking jokes when you got off that stage. I was around you.
Yes.
I heard it. And some I can't repeat on the FCC will pull me off the air. Anyway, Jack, thanks so much for calling in and wishing
you're
Linda.
You're welcome and happy birthday, Linda. Have the best.
But she just took the dog out. I'm like, oh, here she comes. See, Jack just said happy birthday to you again, huh?
Thank you so much for the beautiful serenade.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You
thank
too.
You.
Okay. So we're here with Ray Rancheria and Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe. And we're going to be talking. We're going to take a little bit of an early break. And we're going to be talking the clinic side, the medical side, and a few other things here that are coming up. If you see, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick's involved with workers' compensation. He's a veteran of the 101st Air Assault. He was a former law enforcement officer and then got his law degree. He worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years, but he didn't like it. He didn't like what he saw. So he's opened up his own business. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. Why? Because he cares about his clients. When you call him at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to somebody on the side there. Work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. Your employer wants you back. You want to be back. Family wants you out of the house and back to work. He can help you if you're not getting the assistance that you have earned. Give him a call. 530-262-2168. Guy's got a lot of integrity and he's a straight shooter. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back.
Gonna make you wonder why you even try. Gonna take you down and laugh and when you cry. And I still don't know how I even survive.
Just when
when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes? It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-777 3-2-3-4-5.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning and welcome to our morning edition here of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, and streaming on KCNR1460.com. We're very, very happy about this moment where we have Glenn Hayward and Maria Orozco of the Reading Rancheria, and we're talking about what's happening in the health village, the tribal village, the downtown. I mean, all of we were talking about the break, so let's just
so plan. Many things going on, and you know, a lot of times we tend to concentrate on, you know, what's happening out on the freeway and other things like that and big events they have, but we cannot forget how many people, the impact y'all have had on the medical the medical fortunes of so many unfortunate people. So, there you go, Glenn.
Well, thank you. Good morning. I always enjoy coming in and visiting with both of you. Yes, thank you. The tribe has been in the healthcare business for 32 years, and so it's always been a passion and a driving force of our tribal council that your health is your true wealth. And so the healthy and happy community is better for all of us, and so we're just trying to do our part to make everybody as healthy as we can.
Now, can you explain to people, you know, a lot of people listening, you know, that don't really have the whole concept. You all, of course, have your clinic for employees, Native Americans. I think most people know that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've branched out.
We have. We realize that there is a large population of people who are either underserved, underinsured, Medicare, Partnership Health, finding and accessing quality, compassionate health care. So the tribe, about 8 years ago went on this, expansion and growth to open up access to, non-Indian patients who are the underserved populations, which is Medicare and Partnership Health, Medi-Cal. We have clinics, that are strictly open to non-Indian patients. We have one in Trinity that we expanded. They're a little over a year and a half old. That was a $18 million brand new facility that we built up in Weaverville, downtown Weaverville.
And may we say, since we went there, this thing could be an art museum.
It's beautiful.
I mean, this clinic could be an art museum. There's water running through. There's walls of artifacts, mm-hmm. and things like this. Okay. Plus, it provides...
It provides exceptional healthcare, you know, and I think that we build our facilities, we do them a little different. They're a gathering place because getting together with your friends or people with similar conditions is healing, and the ability to sit and discuss those things helps people heal. And so I think that's part of the healthcare process. It's not just a number that you come in, you get a prescription, you get out. It's about the holistic approach of the whole body treatment of a patient.
Wow. You know, when we talk to people, like our parents are down in the Kaiser. You go into Kaiser for emergency, they're there. Everything after that, though, seems to be somewhat of a battle. Mm-hmm. And the idea of having, being able to spend time with your doctor in a holistic
yes.
approach is just, it's no longer in those healthcare systems.
Right.
I mean, it just isn't. Maybe they don't have enough time. Who knows what it is. But
the 15-minute rule.
Yeah, it's like it's like a warehouse.
Coming
yes.
there. And if you do have the opportunity, you know, and it stays longer, I mean, and even then, you wonder if truly there's just so many people, you know, that they're cycling through there that, you know, that you're just kind of getting the 80% or 70% solution. So what you all are doing is much more of a bringing a person back to health, it sounds like.
It is. I think it's returning to what healthcare truly was supposed to be. You know, our doctors will do home visits on our patients. That is the concept of taking care of people. When they're your mm-hmm. patient, you're responsible for them. And so with our Native Americans as well, too, a lot of people don't know is we're responsible for their care. So if they end up in a hospital for the ER, they end up having a liver transplant, open heart surgery, we cover that entire cost. They don't see a bill. So it behooves us to keep them healthy and be proactive.
You cover the whole bill if they have some, like a kidney? Would you just say that again for me? Because when I heard it, I kind of went.
We have a group of Native American population that are uh-huh. eligible for the services that we provide. And if they end up in a hospital for any reason, they
okay.
end up in the ER, and they end up having open heart surgery, we cover the cost of that for them. They never see a bill.
Okay.
So that's why we're more proactive of taking care of them up front. That's where we put all of our resources and our time in being preventative.
Okay. Now, the people, okay, the one that we talked about, the one in Weaverville,
mm-hmm.
but you have a couple others.
We do. We've got our Churn Creek campus that's open over on Churn Creek Road that has about 10,000 non-Indian patients that we see over there.
That number's grown.
It has grown. It's continuing to grow. We're hiring another doctor here in probably another couple weeks just so we can meet up with demand. We have our new facility that we opened up in the parking lot, well across the parking lot from our Churn Creek campus. That is a new recovery and dental facility. And so now we offer dental as well, to, the underserved population because there's a big need for oral health care in this area.
Yes. And dental, it's the strangest thing, you know, that you have insurance for dental,
mm-hmm.
but it's, you know, it's difficult to find everybody taking, you know, that. So now you're handling dental.
Mm-hmm.
on there. Okay.
Yeah, we also have psychiatry over there as well, behavioral health therapy. So it's really more of just, again, bringing that holistic approach, the whole body approach of dealing with everything from the mind to the body to your soul and making you feel better.
Because we all know it's connected.
Yes.
You know, and this is, you know, something that we, after many of us have been any kind of health situation, we know that we've got to broaden up that besides just, you know, it's got to be mind, body, soul. We do have a caller. Dan, we're going to put you on the air. Do you have a question or a comment for our guests?
Just wanted to tell you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda. Have a wonderful day. You guys are amazing. Love you.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you. Okay, I guess that's the comment. Thanks, Dan. Anyway, so we were talking about, and that's something that I've been, I just want to say, is personally, and I know Maria too, is that we talk about that, what it is to be on a health journey where it's what you eat, what you think, what you project, random, you know, being kind not only to people but kind to yourself.
Yep.
And there's so much that goes on with in medicine that we know that that can be just a big fear, the fear of the unknown. And when people use big words that happen to be like Greek, you know, like a, well, here's what you have, a blah, 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 and you're still like you're looking at it with a blank look, is to be able to have somebody talk you through the journey on layman terms. So I think what you guys are doing is fabulous. You're looking at me with what?
Well, I'm sorry, but Buford laying underneath the table untied Glenn's shoes because he has shoelaces.
Oh, no.
And what he does, he grabs the ends the shoelaces. He's done And he just slowly...
And you carried on a straight face and talked through the whole
slowly
thing.
Slowly and gently untied both of his shoes. So I just want to warn you about
that. Yeah, he did good. He didn't
tie
him in
knots. Oh, no!
He takes the end of it, and he just very gently just unties your shoelaces.
Well, I hope you don't think it's like the kid that you think is adorable but is really a brat. You know, like, you don't think that.
He doesn't.
I have two labs at home, so it's okay.
Okay, well then you understand.
Oh my gosh!
Maria,
going back to
Well, we're talking about the medical care that Redding Rancheria has provided our not only our community here in Shasta County but up in Trinity. Are there plans to expand some more, or what do you think?
So we've got a couple new adventures. One's been on the books for a while, but we're actually happy that it's finally breaking ground this year, and that will be our Health Village, and that's a 190,000-square-foot wellness campus that we're going to be breaking ground on October. And that is the it's been on the tribe strategic plan for probably 25 years, and we're very excited about that project kicking off. The another one that we're
now that you know what that's a big one because we're not just talking about your regular health center here. We're talking acupuncture. We're talking
rejuvenative medicine, spas, Botox, IV infusions. This is going to be a wellness approach to healthcare. Actually, the wellness center is actually bigger than the medical component. So we're very excited about that.
I'm putting my hands in here because vitamin infusions. I mean, I have those. I get those, and you know the other. The capital B, I think it's kind of becoming a common thing that, you know, you just do what you got to do. But it's there's for you use the Botox for other reasons besides just facial. You can use it for migraines.
You know, we look at it as this. You know, when a person feels good about themselves, they do better. When they feel good about themselves, they participate in their care. So if getting Botox makes you feel better about yourself, then you're going to be better. So there's a wellness component to it. It's not just cosmetic. It's a wellness component. When a person feels good, they do good.
Thank you. I love that philosophy. Carl, comment?
Have I ever said no?
No. But okay. I'm just saying I agree with that. And
but I think
many
you're
of
right.
My friends would agree with that. What do you have to do in order to – it's called upkeep, you know. And sometimes upkeep is hard, you know, just the working out and – And you know it's, you know it's, you've got to really be on your game in order to keep yourself up.
If your body's healthy and it's flexible And as we get older, that's a big thing. You've really got to be flexible. You keep your weight down, and you exercise, you're going to last longer, but you're also going to have a much better quality of life. And part of it is that self-image that you have of yourself. And if it's Botox, if it's, acupuncture or whatever it is, I agree with you.
It's just really no different than the braces we put on kids for free. Kids are cruel. And so when their teeth are crooked, you can make them feel better. They look better. They do better in school. They make better friends. They feel better about themselves. So there's no difference. It's just about making you feel good about yourself so you can be a better person and feel better.
Yeah. Now, and this is going to be built right across the stream from the present Wind River Raging Ranch area there. You're going to break ground on that, and that's going to be for members of the Raging Ranch RIA. Is that correct?
It's there to support our current healthcare system. Once we vacate our downtown building, which is 33,000 square foot, we're ramping up to expand that to improve access care to people in this community as well.
Okay. Wow. Okay, we're here with Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe from Raging Ranch RIA. We're talking about the healthcare side that a lot of times you don't hear about, and you don't realize how big it's gotten and how many people it helps. And then about, you know, and the whole self-concept and expanding out into dental and mental health and other things that we, you know, really need in our community. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, founded in 1960. Believe it or not. And I think it's been in its present location since, I think, 68-70 in Cypress Square. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had my hair cut anywhere else but there. It's not a salon, my friends. Don't go in there thinking you're going to get your hair blown dry. It's not going to happen. It's a barbershop. I make appointments at 530-244-9478. And or you can just stop by. If they've got an empty spot, you're going to get a great, great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Raging Ranch RIA.
Gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste the moonshine. Teardrops in my country roads. Take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law,
during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. May 21st, Linda's birthday, 35 in the morning. She has a couple people calling in and singing
so
their happy birthday. That's
yeah.
Cute. Hey, this portion
Thank
of the show
you.
Brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry has been, for 2 years in a row, been the best in the North State in the
happy
Ready
to hear
Searchlight.
That.
Pull, and well, there's a reason for it. They've got the, it's the only full service jewelry store in Reading. They've got a watch repairman. They've got a gem cutter that can, you know, can cut gems like that. Not diamonds, but other things. A stone cutter.
Hmm.
They have a super selection of jewelry and, ranging from Native American old pawn to estate jewelry. Everything you can imagine at very, very fair prices, and they are such nice people. Rebecca Henry and Leonard, Leonard works there too, and Leonard's the founder of Four Winds Jewelry over 30 years ago. Locally owned, locally operated. Can't say enough about these people. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
We're here this morning, with a very special segment with, Maria Roscoe and, Glenn Hayward. We're talking about all the new developments that are happening with the beyond tribal health care. You've been talking about some of the new facilities. And I had asked you earlier at the break, and if you had repeated that, maybe again for drive-by people that are in and out of the cars, like I said, what is it that's really exciting you the most right now? I didn't know if it was work or a hobby. You might have said, you mean work-wise, because, you know, it sounds like you're also connected to the things that you do not related to work are things to keep you happy and healthy so that you love your work as well. But so in the work field, what would you say is the most recent thing that has you the most excited?
I think the most recent thing that has me excited is, first of all, Health Village breaking ground in October. But the new business venture that we are hoping that we're presenting to our tribal council today, and that will be for opening up what we're going to call the Reading Rancheria Center for Advanced Care. And this is going to be a healthcare facility that brings in specialists for the underserved population, for the Medicare population, for the uninsured population, getting them access to specialists like cardiologists, endocrinologists, neurologists, in a timely manner that helps improve their overall healthcare. Right now, there is a severe shortage of specialists in our area and also a long wait list to get in to see them. So if you need to see a neurologist for the first time, you're waiting 8 to 10 months, and we found that unacceptable for our patients. So we took it upon ourselves to start bringing these specialists in, and so we've reduced the wait time for these specialty tears for our patients to about 2 weeks. So we can get our patients in. When our doctor needs somebody seen, we want them to be able to be seen. And that's that continuity of care that continues to improve the overall health care of the patient. When you have to wait 8 months, you get worse, and the situation's worse. So for us, that was just unacceptable.
So you're actually bringing new doctors into the North State.
Right now, we're utilizing the ones we have here. What we found is that the specialists in this town, they want to see patients, right? But giving them or providing them an environment where they don't have to worry about scheduling, staffing, billing, they just come in, they see patients, and they get paid, and then they leave. And they thrive in that.
They don't have to worry about overhead and insurance and doing all of the...
Exactly.
They
just do what they want to do. And they want to just see patients. And so we create an environment with our Center for Advanced Care that allows them to come in, and they just see patients, and then they go home, and they relax. We do all the documentation for them. We do all the billing for them. We take all the overhead out of it, and they just provide exceptional care.
Wow.
Dream.
It works well.
Back like the old days where you could do that, because I know my brother's a doctor in private practice, and he's working 7 days a week just for his private practice. So the weekends – are 4 and 5 hour documentation days of, what's transpired, legally he's got to stay within that,
Talking to doctors, and this is why you're seeing so many of our general practitioners, internal medicine, those private offices,
yes,
are just either they're retiring, they've had it, or they're moving into other, into healthcare organizations, because the state of California has made it so difficult for them to practice medicine and have time to practice medicine that, it's almost like they're trying to force them out of business. I mean, it's sad to say, but you're seeing more and more of this.
You are, and as a tribe, we have the autonomy to build our healthcare system the way we think it should be run and the way we want our patients taken care of. So I think, we build a pod system where all of our providers are provided an RN that works with them, that manages all their paperwork for them. They have a scribe that documents for them so they can spend more time hands on the patient, looking at the patient rather than a computer screen. And so those little key things make a big difference in a patient's overall experience, as well as the provider's experience.
If you don't have to worry about all the ancillary things,
exactly,
and just concentrate on your profession and your patients, it's good for the patients. It's good for the doctor. You're going to keep them in there longer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about longevity. You could burn through doctors and work them to death if you want, but we're here for the long haul, and we want our doctors to stay.
Same thing in the nursing field.
Absolutely.
And so, when you get quality nurses, you're trying to protect them. I mean, it sounds funny, but like the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, one of the things about this is going to increase the length that doctors can practice, because when they're operating, standing over somebody for 3-4 hours really takes a lot out of them. With the Da Vinci, they can sit there and use a very, very precise cameras and robotic system to do do their regular fine jobs, but it takes the pressure off their bodies.
It does.
They can last longer. So we're here with Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe. I want to take an early break because I want to come back to Maria, because so many other things are happening. I want to get Maria into this. The Wednesday night, Native American Appreciation Night at the rodeo, I think, was a huge success, but there's some other things coming up, too, we'd like to talk about. So we'll be right back after these messages.
I I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Appreciate being on the air at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Our towers are working. Everything's streaming right now. We're good. Our producers are well. I'm here with Carl.
And it's Linda's birthday.
And we're here.
Linda's 35th birthday.
Yes, and we're here this morning in a couple years. It doesn't matter. So it was all good. It's just, you know, live and well. And we're here talking about health this morning with Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe. But before we go to Maria, I do want to say, you know, Glenn, it's been wonderful to watch you through your years of posting what it is to go get higher and higher and higher education, and you became a physician's assistant.
A nurse practitioner.
A nurse practitioner. Okay, right.
It is even more.
Well, okay, so help me with that. So in other words, you get to do everything a doctor does.
You're there to augment care. Yeah, you diagnose, you treat, you prescribe. You're there to help augment and bridge that gap in family medicine.
Well, let me ask that question, because we're seeing more where I think they're trying to put some laws through, and laws maybe they already have, is that nurse practitioners, because you can minor surgery and all that, you can prescribe, mm-hmm. that they're trying to let nurse practitioners have more, be able to do more with people out there, since we have such a shortage of doctors.
It is, and surprisingly, California is one of the last few states that didn't allow it, but recently they changed the law that if you've been a nurse practitioner for 3 years, you can open up your own private practice without the supervision of a physician. A lot of states have done that a long time ago to help augment the care and improve access to care. That's a great law change, I think, here in California. There's some things you got to go through as a nurse practitioner. Eventually, you have to be signed off by a physician that, you know, you're deemed competent enough, I would say, to open up your own private practice. But I think what makes a good nurse practitioner is, one, you have to be a nurse first. And so you get that holistic approach of being a nurse, of caring for the patient at the bedside. There's more to just prescribing and diagnosing. It's back rubs. It's foot massages. It's bed baths. It's taking care of people and listening to them and holding their hands. So I think that's what made me want to be a nurse practitioner, to bring that element as well as the higher level education of treating and diagnosing too. So I think I love nurse practitioners. A good nurse practitioner also knows their limits and knows when you say, listen, we need to get a doctor involved here. And so I think that's what makes
it. But there's that first line that people can get to. And now with more nurse practitioners opening offices, more access to people, and then they can push that up to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Then. Okay. All right. Maria, Wednesday night, Native American Appreciation Night, the Jack Potter stagecoach ride of history.
And the beautiful dancers.
Yeah. Tell us what
your take
what's your thoughts. Yeah.
I think that it was probably one of the most special nights I've ever been to with the partnership of the Rodeo Association and the Reading Rancheria. The professionalism of everybody in that arena during something that wasn't supposed to happen, with the person who was probably the best to take it, because that guy is strong. He is brave, and he did it. The whole crowd was going crazy. He knew he was in good hands with all of you folks. The professionalism there, the Rodeo Association, you guys just come together and make that thing happen, and that's all volunteers.
Well, it truly is, and I'm going to just say it is such a diverse group of men, and then you got the auxiliary and the women.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys have been putting this on for 76 years, but we have new people all the time getting in there, and it really is. There's key positions that guys have been working on, but everybody's in there, and they're there for weeks for a year. We start planning it, and then on Sunday morning at 7:30, we were out there starting to take it down and clean up. So we appreciate that. We had people coming up saying this was the best. Had cowboys coming up saying this was the best rodeo they've been at. So appreciate what you're saying. But the partnership we now have with Reading Rancheria is going to be a long-lived one.
Yes.
And you bring a lot to our community. And
that's exactly what we were trying to do Wednesday night, was open it up with excitement, ooh, and ahs, and we did.
Yeah, so the dancers were
opened
just
it up for that, yes. Tracy Edwards welcomed the dancers and talked about the way that they were dancing. You know, it's whether you're a traditional grass dance, jingle dress, there's all sorts of different types of dances and styles. So it was pretty neat. You can hear the drum and all of that, because everybody is just watching. It's silent.
It is. Yeah.
That the other time that it's completely silent. I have to thank you so much for doing the performing the Star Spangled Banner that night. A true friend of the Reading Rancheria to sing such an honorable song, and then Dove Judy with that America the Beautiful.
Uh-huh. I think it's in was it Paiute?
She is Paiute.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Sing it now. And there was everybody knew. Everybody knew the
spiritual
words.
Spiritual night, very spiritual moment.
Now,
for me,
but not just for the rodeo. But now coming up, we've got another event.
The powwow!
That's coming up, the Stillwater.
Yes. Right before the Stillwater, though, we have, speaking of healthcare, we have our Reading Rancheria Discover Health Fair.
Okay.
It's on August 7th, and we have the whole Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. All of our, we ask our vendors to come. They do screenings. Our folks perform and do the screenings from.
We do everything from hemoglobin A1Cs, cholesterols, body mass index, blood pressure checks, blood sugar checks. All of you kind of give you a little baseline of your overall health that you can take back to your doctor and kind of look into if there's any issues there.
And that's important because the big thing is finding it or discovering that maybe you've got a sugar problem, or maybe you do, body mass pretty much is kind of figure that one out. But then when you get your cholesterol and all that, now you've got it in front of you, and it's just something that maybe you don't go to the doctor all the time, and get that.
But I mean, Linda said that earlier. It's the fear of the unknown, but really knowledge is power with everything. So the more you know, the better you'll be.
Okay, and that's going to happen August 7th. Free to the public.
Free to public. Family event, 9 to 2. We have vendors from Holiday Inn to CHP. We have KIXE bring in the characters. We have Squishy Doodle painting our beauties. We have our dancers who perform as well. And that always gets everybody at a standstill, too, during the event. But we do dunk the doctors for charities. I mean, you know what? We work with the best. These guys take it. But
are you up there on the seat there, my friend?
I'd probably go in, but it'd be hard to get me back up.
I did that one time. Nobody could hit the hit that little ring, and one of my friends ran over and just hit it with his hand and dumped me into the water. Okay, so after that, August 7th, now we're talking about Stillwater.
Yes, October 4th through the 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, and this will be our third year, and so excited. I mean, first year it was, let's get this. Second one was, wow, this is amazing. This one we know will be even more packed, more epic. 3 days of powwow. Grand entries are the places to be on Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday 5 p.m. and at noon and at 7 p.m., and then on Sunday at noon, and it ends at 5.
And what are the dates again?
October 4th through the 6th.
Okay.
At the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is also free admission.
Free admission.
And if you hear us talking about the dancers, now, we had probably 40 dancers out on last Wednesday. We're talking hundreds here, and I'm just going to, as time goes on, kind of keep encouraging people, be there for the grand entry. It's unbelievable. It's everything you could possibly imagine. The drumming, the songs, the regalia. All ages, different groups. It's worth it. So much worth it to go there, see the grand entry, and then kind of go around and see what else, learn something about what's going on in our Native American community. But we have Native Americans from all over the United States come in for this too, though.
Oh, also Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, that's what they do, is they go from powwow to powwow. So it's pretty exciting to hear people, hey, when is the powwow next year? Always the first weekend of October, and get them here. They come and camp 3 days or, hotel it, whatever we do. But it's a way for all of us to come together, and it is like a healing. When you hear that drum, I don't know, it just, something soothes me, and you just feel like so much comfort, and then you hear them sing, and then you watch from an elder to a tiny tot dance together, and oh, the heartstrings, just it's amazing. It's beautiful, it's cultural, it's traditional. Love it.
And you can get some Indian fry bread.
That's true.
The line was so long I had to keep coming back.
And jewelry. Lots of jewelry. Lots of
different
things. Did you hear that, Carl?
Yes, I heard that, Ninda. I know it's your birthday, but, okay, can you wait till October?
Oh, we have one, each month I'll make a little X, anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah, can't wait for the powwow.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today, and Glenn, for such a good update of what's happening in the medical side of Redding Rancheria and what they've done to, you know, it's one thing to give money to organizations, which y'all have given millions to. But it's another thing here is to provide health care for how many people?
About 22,000 people.
Wow. That's gone up. Mm-hmm. You know, last time you were in here, it was in teens. Mm-hmm. I mean, mid-teens or something. So 22,000 people now have health care. Otherwise, would be in the emergency rooms.
Yep.
In many cases.
A lot of times, yes.
Okay. So 22,000 people you help, and then everything else the rancheria does. You know, it's, I think people need to know that there's much more than a casino sitting there. And so haven't heard anything. Haven't heard the final yet. Okay.
Nothing yet.
I know,
but
I was told.
You know, I wanted to encourage everybody to keep an eye on our Redding Rancheria Facebook, because you'll see a lot. You can see a lot of what our healthcare does as far as diabetic walks. They do Tai Chi classes, Eat Right and wellness cooking. I mean, mm-hmm. They do. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
All sorts of things.
Thank you so much.
Keep an eye.
Hey, I want to tell everybody tonight at the city council meeting. Michael, there's going to be an announcement there tonight. I don't know what it is, but it's supposed to be pretty big at the city council meeting tonight. And tomorrow morning, Michael DeQuisto joins us at 8 o'clock. I don't know what the announcement is, but he's going to be here at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Councilman Michael DeQuisto is going to join us, and we're going to talk about whatever's being said tonight. So just be aware. I've told you because I just found out about it. Have a great day, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful week, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Center.